Let's go to Brazil now. Brazil's Independence Day is on Tuesday, and President Jair Bolsonaro is calling for his supporters to rally in the country's capital and Sao Paulo. Bolsonaro has repeatedly threatened Congress and the courts, and now his opponents are concerned about the potential for violence. Let's bring in NPR international correspondent Philip Reeves, who is in Rio de Janeiro. Hey, Phil.
Hi.
Many influential people in Brazil, judges and governors, top business executives, and a lot more, are calling on calm for democracy to be respected on Independence Day. Why are they so worried?
Well, I think the bottom line is that they're worried that these demonstrations could trigger attacks on the Supreme Court and on Congress. The demonstration in the capital, Brasilia, is close, physically close to those two institutions. Bolsonaro's supporters include an element that are openly against democracy. They consider those two institutions to be their enemies and support a military coup. And let's not forget that Bolsonaro himself is an open admirer of the dictatorship in Brazil that ended in the 1980s. And he quite often deliberately raises the political temperature here with threats of various kinds, saying, for example, that he supports the constitution, yet he has his limits and so on. So people are worried about that. And they're also just worried about violence. There have been threats of violence online from right-wing extremists. There are a lot of concerns that some in the crowds may be armed. A lot of rank-and-file soldiers and cops support Bolsonaro. That issue actually came into focus recently when a very senior officer from the military police in Sao Paulo, a colonel no less, was fired for calling on fellow cops to take part in these demonstrations. So when you add all that together, you can see why so many people are deeply anxious right now.
You know, Phil, I mean, we've been hearing for quite a while about how Bolsonaro has this record of disparaging and threatening democratic institutions. But his country has been devastated by COVID and is still struggling with the economic fallout from that. Why would he do this now?
I think this is an elaborate attempt to prove that he still has a lot of grassroots support. You know, Bolsonaro is a far-right populist. He knows how to exploit social media in particular. And he says that these demonstrations are going to be peaceful, but that the idea is to show a photo to the world, which I presume means powerful social media images of huge and adoring flag-waving crowds. And I think he believes that this will prove his case, that the media, the pollsters, his political opponents, that they're all lying when they say that his base is dwindling, and that people should pay no attention, for example, to a recent poll that found 54% of respondents think his government is bad or terrible. He wants to show he still has millions of Brazilians on his side, and he wants to use that to intimidate his opponents, including the judiciary, not least because he's facing multiple investigations over fake news and other things, and that there are more than 100 petitions filed in Congress calling for his impeachment. So I think Bolsonaro will be hoping that these demonstrations will send a message and maybe convince waverers in Congress that they'll still be better off supporting him.
And then there's this issue with the country's electronic voting system, right? He's leading this huge campaign to change it if he doesn't get it his way. Are these demonstrations connected to that as well?
Yeah, I mean, he's made this into a huge issue in the last few months. And as you say, he's been threatening to even cancel next year's elections if he doesn't get his way. But there's no decisive evidence that's emerged to prove that the current electronic voting system introduced in the 90s is vulnerable to fraud. He's made it his latest reason for picking another fight with the judiciary and with Congress. And Congress actually recently voted against his request to change the system to include a printed vote. Now, a lot of commentators here think that he's laying the ground for next year's election so that if he loses, he can then cry fraud and reject the results. And so they see this as another reason to be worried about his authoritarian ambitions. It must be said, many of his supporters have taken up this voting issue with enthusiasm, and so we can be pretty sure it'll be a big theme on Tuesday.
The election is 13 months away, but who are Bolsonaro's main opponents right now with the minute I have with you?
Oh, well, I mean, we're talking about evangelical groups, we're talking about military reservists, small rural producers. There's quite a wide range of people who are out there beyond, if you like, the sort of metropolitan elite who still cleave to Bolsonaro. They still resent very much the former government of the left, the Workers' Party, and in particular Bolsonaro's chief rival, Inácio Lula da Silva, who was the former president and is now positioning himself, we think, to run against Bolsonaro next year. He's certainly his biggest rival and biggest threat.
What does his base look like right now? I mean, he's down in the polls.
He's down in the polls. People talk about his base being around 15 to 20%, but he and his supporters insist that that's another example of pollsters and the media lying, and that out there, these agricultural producers, ex-cops, small businesses, evangelical groups, ultra-conservative Catholics, people who simply don't believe the mainstream media, are still a powerful force.
That's NPR international correspondent Philip Reeves in Rio de Janeiro. As always, thank you so much.
You're welcome.